This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. If you're booking your next vacation, I just scared Will. If you are booking your next vacation, make sure you go over to KingdomStrollers.com. Not only are they great on the strollers, they got cribs. They got all the stuff for kids. KingdomStrollers.com, they deliver it right to your resort or your vacation home. Pick it up from you. It's stress-free, easy, great quality product. Again, I bought a stroller that I rented there. Not the one, but you know what I mean, like the model. I didn't buy this used stroller. I rented, you know what I mean. Great options. What I actually recommend, I said this last time, it's just true. My wife heard that. She's like, that's right. My son is too old for a stroller at home. But sometimes it's nice to have it there because even if you're 4 years old, walking all day can wear you out. So make sure
We know Logan does the old 20-miler.
If you do any less than 18 miles a day, you ain't going. That's what I say. Go to KingdomStrollers.com. Book your stroller, your crib, whatever you need now. Because you don't want to lug that thing through the airport.
Yeah.
You don't want it taking up valuable trunk space.
Yeah.
Will's this is like a Will's a great, like amening me.
Yeah, this is like a good Southern gospel service right here. A big this one old
well. You don't want to lug that stroller through the airport.
No.
You don't want to take it up valuable trunk space.
No. Preach
it. You know what you need?
Kingdom Strollers.
Kingdom Strollers.
All right. Praise.
KingdomStrollers.com. And now on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today. Coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, February 1st. What, Will? You already laughed.
How's it February?
I didn't laugh.
You didn't like my pronunciation of February?
February?
February.
February.
And it's episode 1549 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
We're only one episode away from 1550.
I thought you were going to say we're only 2 months into this year.
Well, that's true, too. Both of those are accurate.
Yeah.
Well, last week we did best and worst, and a lot of people liked that. It wasn't planning on being a series. We didn't intend on doing it. Someone suggested it. We got another tweet saying, hey, continue on doing that. So we're doing now the best and worst in all attractions. So we're going to go through park by park. Now, the user did ask for us to break it down, family attraction throw. We just don't have the time. So maybe we'll do that on a future episode of Best and Worst. Ends up being something you guys like. We'll do months of it. Heck, it makes our job a lot easier. So remember, these are personal preferences. I know we upset people greatly. But look, you saw.
That's kind of the point, though.
You saw that, but people liked also. Because, like, Terry picked Artist Point as one of his favorites, and I picked it as one of my worst. It's just how your preferences go. So it's fun to hear other people's thoughts and opinions. So
and some people's preferences are wrong.
Exactly. Most of them. All right, let's. What park do we want to start at?
Let's save Magic Kingdom for last.
Okay.
Because it's like the big daddy.
All right.
So let's start with the worst park, Animal Kingdom.
Oh, jeez.
You said that in unison.
I know.
Worst
well,
park?
We knew it.
Yeah. Look, worst park, but some of my favorite attractions. So that's sort of the weird mixed bag of Animal Kingdom.
Terry, you want to lead off?
I'm just upset that you think it's the worst park.
Well, I mean. Well,
okay. Look, I'm
which
not saying,
park
I'm saying
is better?
Okay, let's just say this. It's my least favorite park of the four.
I know, Amanda, your wife hates the walking
I hate
hills.
It too.
They've changed a lot of that.
They have not changed
no,
it.
No, we were just there.
To go from the entry point to your first attraction is like an uphill battle.
Yeah, well, that first up through those trails. But other than that, everything's wider.
I don't care for it. I don't care for the layout. What's wrong? I don't like the layout. I'm not saying the attractions are bad. I think the attractions are quite good, the few that exist.
Yeah, not a lot to do there either.
So, and I've had, every time I have a less than great experience. Where the other parks,
yeah,
I
like
prefer.
Where had a panic attack in the line of the old safari.
Yeah.
Nighttime.
Nighttime safari, where we saw a couple nothings.
Best
whole,
park, though.
Whole
best
of,
park.
Whole bunch of nothings. All right, let's go around and let's start with, are we going to start worst or best?
Let's go worst and then always end with a positive at each part.
Is that how we did last time?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's not how we did it.
No, last time we did the other
one.
We
did it on the very last one. We switched it up because you said you didn't want to end on a downer.
All right, well.
So I'll go worst, Animal Kingdom, Primeval Whirl.
Just a little Tilt-A-Whirl ride.
It's like a roller coaster over in the Dinoland. I actually don't dislike it. It's very much a out-of-the-box roller coaster. You bought it. You can find it at the Mall of America. You can find it a lot of a very similar attraction.
And by out of the box, you don't mean creative thinking wise.
You literally bought it and it
came in a box.
Prefab.
Yeah, like a ride.
Carnival ride.
You see a carnival type ride. I don't mind it. What I really dislike about that ride is the height requirement, which is absurd. I have to find out what it is. And because the height requirement is so high, you end up not really getting what I feel like is the right clientele riding it. Because it feels kind of like
48 inches.
Yeah, but for a kid's, really what feels like a kid's roller coaster, that's pretty high. But it's because it jerks you around like crazy.
It's basically the same as a rapids ride with no water. It's almost how it's...
Yeah, I can see that.
Same, the round...
Yeah, you're in like a round car that spins. And not my I don't disagree with you necessarily. I mean, it's not my worst list, but I don't think it's my favorite. I don't do it every time, that's for sure. And that line could get brutal.
I haven't...
Because the capacity is really low.
I haven't actually ever ridden it because I always thought of it as kind of like the kids' ride.
Yeah.
But like you're saying that if the height requirement's a little bit too high...
It's a fun ride. It's just... I can understand. If you have a queasy stomach or something like that, it definitely whips you around a lot. And my wife and I enjoyed it in our 20s, and we just haven't really gone back much since.
It's definitely one of those go-to-the-chiropractor after you ride the ride rides.
Yeah, they don't mean that don't go in with a back problem. They don't mean that lightly. All right.
What's your best?
Are we going to go? We go around first.
We're going to go around.
Oh, we do? Okay, my worst, I said dinosaur.
All right.
I just feel like it's...
Pulling an old Hotchberg?
When it was Countdown to Extinction, it was fun, and it was fun because it was the only exciting ride in Animal Kingdom. But now when you have other things that are better that I have on the list, I just feel
We're all probably going to agree on.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like it's...
Except for Terry.
It's tired.
No, they've gone through some updates. I haven't done it since they've done the update recently. But yeah, it was getting a little... that's another one if you have a back problem.
It is extremely jerky. Like, it's very jerky.
The
and
highlight of that ride is Claire Huxtable talking to you in the pre-show.
The stop-and-go-ness of it, where they're like...
She can't see her on TV anymore.
Tough.
No.
Out of syndication.
No, yeah, they pulled that one. But Dinosaur still exists. So, and Dinosaur was sort of rethemed when they made the movie, right? Or did they just... That way they changed the name?
Yes.
Just
changed the name and not a whole lot. Did any of the ride actually change?
I don't think so. It's all...
Because the story is still Countdown to Extinction, basically.
Essentially, yeah.
They changed... it's all fake dinosaurs also. That's also the weird part, isn't it? It's all dinosaurs that are fictional. It's not like Jurassic Park where at least you're seeing a version. Yes, the raptor may not look like that, but still a raptor, right? This is your chase. You're like, Iguanodon is a real.
Yeah, maybe they all are real then.
But I feel like that main bad one, the T-Rex with horns, I don't feel like that's a real dinosaur. I'm not so sure.
Old T-Rex with horns.
The one that there's the big skeleton of.
What I like the least when Disney does something is you build the same ride on multiple like architectures. It's like
ride cars and everything.
Ride cars. It's just the same.
They all do it, yeah.
I know they all do it. I mean, Universal is...
Universal is a king
pretty much the entire theme park is Spider-Man ride. Yeah. Which I love, but it's just...
Because it's the same as Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Which is a much better ride.
Well, it's basically, and also Tony Baxter, arguably one of the like most legendary Imagineers, did that. I don't know who did Dinosaur.
He may have. I don't know. I don't hate Dinosaur. It's definitely not a must do for sure. And you're right. If you're going to pick between that or Indy, Indy's a great ride. It's lasted the test of time. It feels big, and it feels like an e-ticket attraction. Where I could see that somewhat in Animal Kingdom, and we loved it when we were kids. But it's definitely on that weird list of. Also, sort of in that area of Dino Land is very kid heavy, except for the two attractions,
right?
Which are both either you can't ride it or are terrifying.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't disagree with that. All right.
I love that part of the park. I love the dig area for kids.
Yeah.
I love the carnival rides. That's super fun.
Yeah. But
not that I ever do them, but it's fun that it's there.
Yeah. All right, so I guess it's my turn now. Animal Kingdom, Cali River Rapids, my least favorite.
The old wet ride.
Yeah, I don't like wet rides. Actually, I do. I love Splash Mountain. I love boat rides. Boat rides are some of my favorite attractions of Walt Disney World. This one, though, I haven't done it. I have to say, I have not done it, full disclosure, in years. Probably since Will and I were kids. But from what I remember, not a crazy ton amount of theming. Just kind of, again, sort of an out-of-the-box feel of just, it's a river rapids ride that you can go anywhere. Like Popeye over at Universal is very similar. It's another raft ride. It's very similar ride structure. At least there's sort of a story, though, Popeye. It was themed like kind of conservationist, if I remember right.
Well, it's all in the Asia part of Animal Kingdom, which is arguably the least themed.
Yeah.
and it's gotten there's just that the Landry's restaurant there. I can't think of what it's called.
Yak and Yeti.
Which is referring to what happens after you ride Cali River Rapids.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't...
And the Jungle Trail.
I have said these attractions aren't things I hate. Like, I really don't dislike a lot of the ones in Animal Kingdom. But if you're telling me which one I'm skipping that one. Purely because it's one of those ones you get soaked. I don't know if it's really worth getting soaked over. So,
you know what I skip every time at Animal Kingdom? The bird show.
The Fantasy of Flight, whatever it's called. Yeah. No, not fan. That's that thing out of...
I probably should have chosen that as my least favorite attraction. Because
what's that thing called out... With the airplane thing, and it's like a little roads in Florida. You know, talking about side of the road, it's like a airplane. Fantasy Flight? Is it Fantasy of Flight? Yeah.
Towards Lakeland.
Yeah. It's a flight museum.
Right.
You kept saying that little airplane thing out on the road.
Well, you know, they used to have like a crashed airplane onto the side of it.
Yeah.
And they got rid of that one.
That was a sign. Like, it was like, come check this out. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a fun museum, though. I like
it. Yeah, it just made me think of that. All right. So, should we move on? Best.
I'm assuming that you guys are going to pick.
Well, don't assume it.
Something. So I'm going to pick this because I do think it's my favorite.
I have a backup just in case mine is picked. So
I love Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Well, I figured.
It's the. It is the core attraction in Animal Kingdom. It's different every time.
Sometimes it's nothing.
Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
And I think when you guys rode the nighttime, you actually didn't ride the nighttime. You rode that time in between daytime and nighttime where they're moving animals on and off the savannah.
Nope. Savannah was fine.
You know what? Then don't run it during that time. You know, that's how I feel. Like, you have people wait 2 hours in line. Don't have times where people say, hold on, guys. We're going to close it for an hour while we do this.
Because the savannah part was fine. That wasn't what was bad. It was like the specific areas where... You might see an animal.
Like the ride portion of it. The inconsistency of it is my problem with it being my favorite. It's still a great attraction, and don't get me wrong, but it doesn't feel like we've said before. I'm not necessarily for the idea of like we got to enclose the animals in this spot, but it is still a theme park ride. I would rather there be a guarantee,
such as we've all seen gazelle. Those are the filler animals.
Yeah.
But why are those the ones you are like most likely to see?
Give me some headliners.
Yeah. It's freaking lions.
Yeah.
Which are nocturnal animals, so they're always sleeping.
Nighttime safari. Not sleeping. Should be awake. That was the whole point.
Yeah.
But beyond nighttime, I think that's a great attraction. I'd say it would probably be my top three in Animal Kingdom. I think it's a great attraction. So I'm not definitely going to bash it. It's not my favorite attraction, but...
Do you think... The new Avatar ride would make it onto your list.
Yes.
As a favorite.
Which one? The flight ride or the boat ride?
The boat ride.
The boat ride, yes.
Because that's the one that looks the most.
That's the one that's very appealing to me.
So weirdly enough, I went to pick my mom up from the airport, who was at Disney last week. And we sat down at Monell's, which if you've ever been to Nashville, is a kind of like a family-style dinner restaurant. Super weird people at the table. The guy next to me works for... He's like, I'm an engineer. I'm like, oh, well, I don't really have anything to talk to engineer. He's like, I was like, I could talk Imagineering. He's like, well, funny enough, I work for an Imagineering division of Disney, like a subcontractor doing animatronics.
Cool.
And he's like in Hendersonville.
And he's doing Avatar? I couldn't say.
Yes. Basically. Because he knew everything about that ride. So.
Awesome. Anything you can share? No, you're sworn to secrecy.
Basically just that everything like...
Sworn to secrecy by the man at the restaurant that he'll never see.
The man holding my fried chicken hostage. Basically that everything is really far away. Like they've done all of this effort, you know, like you've seen that one clip of the amazing animatronic that's like, wow, that's like alive. But it's like, you know, pirates where they're far away.
That seems like it fits right in an Animal Kingdom. Everything's really far away.
Long walks.
Yeah.
No guarantees. All right. Well, I look forward to Avatar Land still. So does he think it's actually going to open in the summer?
We didn't get into that.
Okay. Well, sure. Well, if I sat next to him, I'd be grilling him. Forget about eating today. All right, Will, what's your favorite?
Everest. Expedition Everest. Great ride. Great ride, even with the crappy Yeti.
Even the dead Yeti.
Yes, I still think it's up
there. Why haven't we made our dead Yeti shirt?
People have designed them. We just never released it. They're kind of all disturbing, too. But I don't know. Maybe one day. One day, dead Yeti. Yeah, that's That is my favorite as well. So I can confirm that, but I'll give you another favorite. But yeah, I think that's a, when it was fully operational, even now still, it is a fantastic roller coaster ride. It's probably my favorite non-inverted roller coaster on this planet. It tells a great story. It's really fun. It has moments where it just, the backwards portions of it and everything are just great. I don't, and the line is great.
It's a terrifying water ride in the rain.
Oh, I've never done it in the rain. Well, maybe I have. I don't know.
Yeah, you just get pelted.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Shredded.
Well, don't do it in the rain, but I love that ride. Single rider line is actually very helpful in that ride. You can usually get on pretty fast. And I love it. I think Will's absolutely right.
Yeah, great ride.
Great ride. And honestly, we give Animal Kingdom a lot of grief. I think the attractions that we mentioned, including the safari, are worth visiting.
Yep.
Once.
Everest is actually one of my favorite
me too.
Disney attractions. Me too. So I will give them that.
I agree with that. It's one of my favorites. It's just getting there is the problem. So,
right.
All right. So my final favorite is...
Rivers of Light.
No. My final favorite was I was going to do Everest, but back up is Finding Nemo the Musical. Said it before. Yeah, I'll say it again. Don't have to elaborate on more. I think it's probably the best stage show in all the parks. So I love it. Yeah. It's a great musical. I mean, it's a Broadway caliber musical shrunk down to 45 minutes. So top notch. So that's my favorite.
Top notch.
All right. Moving on. It's going to take a while.
Second worst park, Hollywood Studios. I'll start this one.
Okay.
I think the worst attraction for me personally is Tower of Terror.
Okay.
I know that might catch flack. I'm not a big fan of drop rides.
Right.
Like it. You I don't get choose sick. To do it. Right. It's fine if you like drop rides.
It's an impressive ride.
Uh-huh.
Impressive setup and everything, but just not what you want to do for your day.
Exactly. And I know that... I typically won't choose to do it. I know that it's kind of the Twilight Zone theming, probably not there too much longer, maybe. But
they've said it's going to stick around there.
Well, then I don't know how I feel about that too. Like, I mean, because it's just kind of tired too, on top of it. But it's not like a lot of people are huge Twilight Zone fans.
No, more people I think are Tower of Terror fans than they are Twilight Zone fans.
Right. So that's where I think. As far as theming and ride, I'm not going to choose to do it. It's probably my least favorite thing to do at Hollywood Studios.
You want me to go next now?
Yeah, go for it.
Beauty and the Beast live on stage.
All right.
Well, I just began with my favorite stage show. This is my least favorite stage show. I just really dislike this show.
Yeah.
The setup is you're sitting in very uncomfortably, usually hot theater. No, it's outside. All the characters are big, goofy costume characters for the most part of them, especially the Beast. I don't know. It's just, it feels very cheap. And I know a lot of people like it. It's just not my thing. Like, I just sit there in misery. So it's my, by far, the bottom of the barrel for me there.
You know what's weird is...
Some people love it, though.
It's one of those things that... The things that Disney keeps around and the things that change so much that you can't pay attention to... Where Disney Junior is, at one point in time, there was a Beauty and the Beast restaurant at Hollywood Studios in the 90s.
I have weird recollection of that.
And then there was a Hunchback and Notre Dame restaurant at one point. But like that show was an opening day attraction, so it's like 25 years old.
Yeah.
They are, I hear, adding a pre-show now.
Is it an opening day attraction?
Yeah.
Really? Beauty and the Beast came out that early?
Uh-huh.
No, that can't be right.
Is it not? I just had their 25th anniversary.
Beauty and the Beast?
The stage show, I thought.
What? But the park's older than 25 years.
It's just a 20.
It's close to opening day.
It was a year after, 2 years. My bad.
All right, no problem. Yeah, because 89 would have been the park, right? We're about to have a nerd off in here.
Everyone's nerd off.
Everyone's googling on their phones.
Or with Google off.
Speaking of nerd off, go to the podcast and listen to the Geekeasy episode at Logan's Home Bar.
Yeah. So Hollywood Studios opened May 1st, 1989, 27 glorious years ago. So in your face. They had the Ninja Turtles. Remember the Ninja Turtles at Hollywood Studios? It was awesome.
91 was Beauty and the Beast.
Hollywood Studios.
Not opening day.
Nope, not even close. Not even opening year. Sorry, Terry, in your face.
2 years later. I have heard they're adding something for the live action as a pre-show. They're going to bring up a couple, maybe, and sing some songs from the...
Well, I'd like that. Look, I liked when it was old Four for a Dollar were there. I'd see them, and I'd enjoy that more than the actual show. So, and they would, that's actually tells you something. When you have to have that to make it great, you know, that's just the truth. And I really like those guys, and I like Four for a Dollar, but that it was just the bottom of the barrel list for me. So, all right, Terry, Terrence, Lawrence, Leon Weaver.
The Frozen Sing-Along Show.
Okay.
I could understand that.
I can understand that as well. That's probably terrible. Terrible.
It was a great, quick, throw it together.
Part-time attraction.
Part-time when they did Frozen, what was it, Frozen Summer?
Yeah.
The first year. It was super fun. But, like, there was no theming. There was no sets. It was just, like, a bouncy ball on stage and two characters. And now it's like, oh, wait. Because of construction, you've moved that, and we're going to continue having it?
What I think is it's a very funny attraction. Like, the guys who wrote it did a great job, because for what it is, it does a really good job of doing that. But yeah, when 80% of the show is watching a video screen of a movie you've seen 100 times, it's disappointing. Especially when we talked about before, remember that, like, all the characters show up. Like, why not have them lip sync the entire thing? And I think I'd be more fine with it. It's just you're watching a video. That being said, my girls loved it. So I can't say a whole lot, but... I do like that it's air-conditioned. Unlike Beauty and the Beast, at least you're comfortable watching a show that you don't love. William, have you already done your bottom of the barrel?
I did.
You did Tower of Terror. All right, so now you're
best. I'm going to go ahead and say...
It's the best.
Star Tours is my... I mean, I feel like... I had a backup just in case I wasn't first, and I know that you probably have the same backup as me. I think Star Tours is the reason I go to Hollywood Studios.
I don't disagree with that one. Star Tours was number one on my list. I think it's just a terrific attraction. It has a pretty low height requirement. That's also one of the things. So I definitely say that is totally my favorite, is Star Tours. But... Terry, I'm sure...
Unanimous, but I'll come up with a B.
Well, I was going to say, you know, Toy Story Mania.
Yeah,
that was my great. Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, that's a great ride that is accessible to all and great for the whole family if you can get in.
Love a good interactive ride like that.
So since we're trying to be different, I'll go my C and go Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, that's number three. And I would probably honestly put that for me personally as number two as well. Like, that's... But I think about doing it with your kids and everything, that one... has a little inch, but that is a great roller coaster. Probably my favorite the only roller coaster with an inversion, right? In Disney?
Yes.
In Orlando.
Right.
At
Walt Disney World.
World, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what this show is about, Terry. Get it right.
WDW.
Well, if you were going to include
WDL.
All U.S. parks, you'd have California Screaming as an inversion.
Yeah, that's not even close.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
Well, I like that ride, but it's fine. So... Top three, then, if we're just going to say, because we all had sort of the same one, Star Tours, number one, great attraction. Toy Story Mania and Royal Rock and Roller Coasters are the can't-miss attractions at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
it's not that hard to find the can't-miss attractions, because they're pretty much all the attractions open right now at Hollywood Studios. Any little
that
kid,
is actually all of the attractions at
Hollywood. Honestly, my most done
great
attraction.
Great movie ride.
What, great movie ride, yeah. I told you, I feel like it needs a major update.
At one point in time, I might have argued, no more hostages and shooting.
Yeah,
I might have argued that was one of the best, but...
I agree. Oh, it's one of my absolute favorites. It still is, but it just needs an overhaul.
Top five.
We include that. And honestly, my most done attraction in Hollywood Studios, Disney Junior Live on Stage. I've seen that show. I can't tell you how many times. I can.
Good on you.
And the thing is that every few years they update it.
Harry really likes the Disney Junior Dining Experience.
They haven't updated it yet. Yeah, since my kids were babies. So it's always been Doc, Sophia, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. With no hot dog dance, which still seems like the most absurd thing that happens in that show.
Time out. They don't do the hot dog dance? What?
They do everything else.
I know nothing of this Disney Junior business except the hot dog.
They do everything else.
Is there like some copyright issue?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, because they do the beginning, they do the middle, they do the end, like the midway through, and they don't do the ending. And they end the show. Like, that very well could have been the ending, and they don't do it. They do all of Doc's songs. They do all of Sophia's main songs. It's weird. Put the hot dog dance in. This. What you think kids are going to riot? There's going to be a riot where...
In this day and age, you never know.
Yeah, I think we should take march on Hollywood Studios.
If there's not a hot dog song.
Everyone dress up like a hot dog.
A toddler protest.
Yes, I'd be all for that one. I'm not a protester, but...
Reich would get involved with that, too. Yeah. He's like, I'm in. Sign me up.
Because it always feels like you're like almost there, and then you can't quite make it. Like, it's like, ah. Like, it's like when someone sings like half a verse of a song, and you're like, what's the... it's killing me. That's what it feels like. So, all right, moving on.
Yeah.
Epcot.
Who knew how passionate we were going to get about Disney Junior on this show today?
It's a good show. Some of our friends and listeners work there, so good on you.
Epcot. Your turn to start.
Epcot. Worst. We're going to do worst.
Yeah.
Circle of Life.
Oh, yeah.
You can go back a few episodes to Will and when we went to Disney trip, and you can hear our full review of that. insanity that is the circle of life. They don't build a theme park attraction.
They're building hotels on swamplands.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's uncomfortable. It's on film. It looks dated. It's just bad. Circle of life. I'm not going to go into it.
Just like Earth Day birthday, like protest. Not yeah, Earth Day birthday.
Earth Day birthday is the music it's like festival. The, it's like the 90s metal-ish bands.
Yeah, no, they had like
Salavas coming up during.
No, it was like Earth Day protest from like the 80s.
It says like 1991.
Yeah, that was incredible.
I thought that was show was going to go.
Like, it didn't, though. It went for a couple weeks, and then it came roaring back.
We thought it was just going to, like...
It's a crappy theater. It looks like junk. The film is rough. It's like it's got the PhilharMagic funk going, if not worse.
I'm pretty sure they could get a college program student to throw together some five-minute short film to play up there. Yeah. That would be better, you know? Yeah.
Like, all right.
Just
so
do some B-roll in the
That's your attraction. Why is this open? It's just open to fill people's...
If you're a listener and you're a member of the college program, we're going to have the College Program Film Festival, and we want you guys to submit something new to go in that theater.
Email Terry Weaver at...
Yeah, I love how he always includes us in these things that he decides off the cuff.
All right, no.
I don't want to see these short films.
All right, so, okay.
I didn't say we'd watch them.
So who should go next? Then Will now or Terry? Who finished up last time?
I did Terry last time. Finished last time.
No, I did last time, did I?
Yeah. Started last time.
I'll go.
So I'll go in the middle.
You go in the middle. That's fine.
I say, and this is only because of what it was and what it is now, and so I'll probably get some heat. I like bringing the heat. Soarin'.
The worst attraction.
Worst attraction.
At Epcot? I'd ride just about any other thing.
I mean, I don't want to ruin what Mary Terry's is, but there's a lot. Come on now. Okay. Will's just doing that to make people mad.
You should at least know. I was wanting you to do Frozen here.
I actually enjoyed Frozen more than I thought Soarin'. I would. And I think Soarin' is a hunk of crap now.
All right.
The
moving
CGI
on.
The CGI is awful.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I,
stupid.
Before we get too much hate, let's move on. Terry.
You've got nothing. You have no.
You took no notes.
I've got notes. Sprinkling. I'm speechless.
What is that you're holding?
It's the Velcro.
It's great for the audio quality of the show. No one knows what
I'm
going
to go with the Pixar or the Short Film Festival.
Okay.
AKA Pixar and Chill.
Can't say that.
That's actually.
Is that what it's called?
People have called it that on the Disney internet, but
right. I'm saying we're a family friendly show.
Moving on.
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what that means.
That is what you're saying. That's what that means.
It's just a throw together.
Terry just youth pastored it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what that means?
I don't know.
No,
I was just trying to reach out to the kids. I'm just kidding.
But it doesn't have to mean that for everybody.
No, it kind of does.
All right.
It's kind of what the internet decided.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's fine. I understand. So Pixar, because all this is the old short films.
Old short films.
I haven't gone.
Yeah, it's just three short films back to back.
I mean, I love those short films, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Now, is it now the Beauty and the Beast thing is opening, a preview Beauty and the Beast. Is it going there?
I think that's going in One Man's Dream.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, like, cause they did that for Moana. What did they do that for? What are the last live action?
I wish they would use that space for the previews.
Which is what they do, you know, in Hollywood Studios. In California.
California,
I thought they used Tough to be a Bug. We saw Maleficent there.
They rotate between Tough to be a Bug.
And Captain EO. Okay.
I wish they would do that.
Yeah, it makes
there.
More sense.
They should just make that a preview theater.
Yeah, and I would go to that often.
Often.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. I agree.
Because it's... The only reason you would go is you're standing on that side of the park. A, it's raining. B, it's 100 degrees. Yeah. And you just don't need air conditioning for 20 minutes.
Yeah, except you can watch everything on your phone if you want.
Except for the fact that you can't watch all those in a theater setting.
Yeah, 3D, right?
Actually kind of... Don't mind it.
I don't mind it. I'm just never going to see it.
It's not even
out.
A good theater, though. It's like fold up college sports.
Right. I'm saying compared to your
fold up
phone,
college sports. Will
fold up college sports. You got to stay away from.
No, like a sports stadium.
Right. But I'm saying at least you're in. It's a bigger screen than on your phone. Logan said you can watch them on your phone.
You're right.
True.
Like,
I can watch
I think
a lot of
beautiful pieces.
My
And like La Luna, some of my favorite shorts. But you're all right. I agree with Terry, though. It is kind of it was a cheap throwaway attraction. So, I mean, all they had to do was...
I mean, who am I to say? I said Soarin's the worst, so...
Yeah, well...
Don't trust me.
All right, now let's go to best.
Because you're wrong.
Best cut.
You first.
It's me. I'm going to go Frozen Ever After.
best attraction.
At Epcot, I think it's my favorite right now. So, though Spaceship Earth and those special place in my heart, when it comes to picking out especially one of those iconic new attractions, I think it's my favorite. I think it's my favorite kids dark ride in general. I think I've did it just a couple weeks ago again and loved it. I did it with people that are new. I think it's a terrific attraction. They've dialed in the projection a little bit more. Faces are a little bit more fluid than when Will and I went. Mm-hmm. And I love that ride. I love the queue. Some of the experience maybe after is a little weak, but I really do love that attraction. So to me, Frozen Ever After, it may just be because it's new, but I really enjoy it. So I know that that's debatable. And look, there's plenty of attractions at Epcot, honestly, that I do love. Most of the attractions at Epcot I love. But if I had to pick one right now, I really dig that one.
Cool. Yeah. I'll give you that. And I was one that was very anti that ride, but I do think that they did a good job, and it's a fun ride. So I'll give them that.
And it's all family, which again, kind of hits more closer to me. Or even Soarin', my son can do, my girls can't do, or Test Track. Or it's a full family ride, and I like when they do those.
My favorite is Cava del Tequila. Just kidding. Not in a track.
Okay, that's okay.
No, actually, it is in the Mexico Pavilion. Yes. Grand Fiesta Tour.
I like a good boat ride.
Yeah. It's just, I know for kids, it may not be the most fun thing
it's Donald.
To me, it's just such a classic mix of what Epcot was supposed to be, having the cultural integration into it, and just a fun mix of the characters from classic films and a traditional boat ride. I just think it's a great ride still. I love it. It
makes Mexico Pavilion definitely the best pavilion.
Right. That and the fact that it's air conditioned and large inside. But
and very little weights typically.
Yeah. Huh. Terry?
For me, best is Soarin'. Just, I wrote that down originally.
Still, best ride at Epcot. Attraction.
I don't necessarily disagree with it being a great ride.
The old Test Track, I would have said, I don't like the new
iteration,
mainly because part of what makes a Disney ride different than any other place is the queue. Uh-huh. You know, and the queue in the old Test Track was like, wow, I'm in a car factory. Like, this is really compelling.
Yeah, it was
told a better story.
It told a better story. You know, it's sort of like Tron Track. But yeah, I like Soarin'. I agree, the CGI and a couple of the execution things, but it's still a great ride. It's one of those rides.
How do you feel about the Soarin' queue?
It's better in California than it is in...
No, we're not talking about California. We're talking about how do you feel about it at
Epcot. I don't like the queue.
Okay.
Because you don't really get the queue until you get to...
Right.
Past
the
loading station.
Yeah, nothing really happens.
Yeah.
I like Soarin'. Look, I just did the new version again. I liked a lot more the second time around when I knew what to expect. It'd probably be in my top five. But I think I'd put Spaceship Earth over it. I think I'd put... I don't know if I'd put Grand Fiesta Tour over. I'd probably do Frozen, Spaceship Earth, and then maybe Soarin', and then Test Track.
What about everyone leaving out the old Mission Space?
I like Mission Space.
Mission Space probably should have been my bottom.
Yeah.
But I decided against that.
The other bottom option would be all of the Circle Vision.
Because honestly, what's
all of the Circle Vision.
Oh, I disagree with that totally.
I love the Canada one. The China one's great.
Oh, Canada is great. With Martin Short, I love that one.
Maybe so, because you have to stand.
The standing is a pain. I will agree with that. But then you can't get the circle vision without it. Then it's
right. How are you gonna spinny chairs?
Yeah, spinning chairs. I'm for that.
They won't let you take back.
I typically would put Mission Space on my bottom, just like that Will did for Tower of Terror.
Yeah,
because I think Mission Space is an incredible experience, but I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Right,
it ruins my day. So, and that's because
I
don't.
Same thing.
I've never done the green because I feel like the green just. I've only done the intense one.
Yeah.
Because I've heard the green one, you feel nothing. It's like it's just off. And then you're just claustrophobic. So, again, I love the way it feels when I'm on it. It just will ruin my day. So that's why I avoid Mission Space at all costs. Again, if you have to ever put a barf bag in the attraction, that should tell you something. All right. So let's wrap this up.
MK in the membrane.
MK, got no brain. That was the worst thing we've ever done on the show.
And we should probably take that out.
It's copyrighted.
MK in the membrane is?
Someone make that shirt.
Magic Kingdom.
All right.
Yeah.
MK.
What?
This is terrible. All right. That's the worst of the Magic Kingdom right there. All right. So who's going to start this one?
I'll do it again.
All right.
Worst. Aladdin Magic Carpets.
Okay.
Because there's nothing really classic about it, but it's the same style of ride as like Dumbo.
Yeah. Except it goes like this.
Yeah.
That works on radio, by the way. It goes kind of side up.
Yeah. I just think it's lame. There's no reason to ride it. If you want to do that type of ride, you either do Dumbo or you do the Astro Orbiters.
The best part about that ride is the spinning Campbell. Yeah. That's not even part of the ride.
Yeah, right.
It's in front of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the most pointless attraction to me at Magic Kingdom.
So you ready for the counter of that? My worst?
Yeah.
Astro Orbiter.
Fair enough.
Here's
at
why
least for that when you're up high.
Here's the deal about Astro Orbiter. If the loading situation wasn't so bad,
yeah.
I would Yeah.
Straight out elevator. 71.
Yeah. It's just like, so what do you do at a Magic Kingdom? I have like 4 hours. Okay. Well then I'll ride, you know, Astro Orbiter, because that's how long it takes to get up. And
yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Take the old elevator.
I've actually not done it in modern day. I'll say that. It's been a long, long time.
The last time I did it, it was just like, wow.
And no fast pass on that one, right?
No.
Of course.
And the 4 hours isn't because it was like, that's not a crowded
day.
That's
actually
just
4 hours.
But
even if it's 30 minutes,
let's say, if you waited 4 hours, that was a very bad life decision.
No.
Agreed. All right. My worst of the worst is the Barnstormer. I just did it. Again, for the first time in a long time, and it just feels, again, like an out-of-the-box roller coaster that doesn't really have a theme. It has a theme, but not really worth it. It just feels there. It's rickety. It's a little uncomfortable to ride. It's not smooth at all. And again, just feels like it feels very similar to the roller coaster I just did, like at the Santa Monica Pier, like something like that, a carnival type roller coaster. It just doesn't feel like it fits in the Magic Kingdom, and often there's long waits for it, and I just think that's it just doesn't fit.
I find the Barnstormer more thrilling than Snow White.
Yes, I agree with that, but I think the ride is better at Snow White.
The attraction is better. The ride is better at Barnstormer. It's a more thrilling ride.
Thrilling, yes, but thrilling doesn't affect me to whether I determine which one I'd rather have. I think Snow White is a much, much, much better attraction. And if Barnstormer, yes, is more of a roller coaster than the other one, sure. But it just feels out of place, and I just like it. And I have a number two, just in case anyone else had that. Will?
We're back to...
What was your number two?
Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. Yeah. It's just...
That almost made my list.
I like it from a nostalgic point of view, but it has no real purpose anymore.
It's time.
It's Vader time.
All right.
Favorites?
I think I've said this on the show before.
I'm sure I've said mine. I'm million.
But I think Pirates is my favorite Magic Kingdom, and I know what yours is.
Right. I don't think we need to really go into deep explanation. Yeah. So my favorite is Haunted Mansion.
There you go. We know Terry's.
No.
You're going rogue?
I'm going Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
Over your Dumbo? Life is framed around that ride.
Dumbo is more of a nostalgia, but we're not. It's not. It's Dumbo. It's a fun kiddie ride.
Yeah.
But we're talking about ride and attraction. I just love Big Thunder.
I agree with it. I mean,
it's a well-done attraction. I got no problem with it. I would pick Splash over Big Thunder, but I like Big Thunder.
I don't have a recent reference to give you one Splash around.
You've never done it.
I will say. That's true.
In modern day.
No, you said life. Never.
You said never. You said you've no recollection of doing it.
Like, as a child, I know we did it, but I don't remember.
You couldn't have been that young.
Right. Age-wise of when it opened.
All right. Well,
when did it open?
We'll find out. I mean, the mid-90s.
Yeah. Splash opened in the mid-90s?
Yes.
Then maybe I never, literally, probably never 19, done it.
1992.
No, definitely never did.
No, exactly.
Love it.
I mean, I was like 7, but you were like 40. So, you know.
He was 40?
Yeah, I'm 65 now.
Now, how old were you then? You were in your teenager?
Middle school.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Early middle school.
So you would remember if you did.
No, high school then, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good.
Here is one thing I do want to say, like going through the list of all of these, it made me realize how incredible Magic Kingdom is because I'm like, I love this and I love this and I love this and I love this.
Right. If I didn't have my go-to, like if Haunted Mansion just wasn't it's just my favorite thing ever. It'd be tough because there's so many great attractions. Yeah. That's why Magic Kingdom, regardless of what people say, it will always be the big park because there's not horrible attractions there that waste your time. I know there's a lot of debate going on about your Tomorrowland Transit Speedway. That a lot of you guys want it closed, and I'm fighting for it. But, you know, I still think most of the attractions there are top-notch and it's still a great experience.
Totes agree.
So an Imagineering says, hey, Logan, we're bringing the Tron roller coaster, and you're going to have to give up your Tomorrowland Speedway. Are you going to be upset?
I will be... I don't really know if I like Tron. I guess it's technically Tomorrowland. It just doesn't feel like Tomorrowland when you're back there. I won't be upset. I'm not going to fight for it like that.
You just said it's technically Tomorrowland. It's called the Tomorrowland.
I know, but where it is just doesn't feel like Tomorrowland. I know it's right by the... Basically, that part of Tomorrowland still feels kind of like Fantasyland. You're so close to the Tea Party and all of that. I will not be upset when they do it. I will be disappointed that they won't have something like that for kids, because I think it's a great... It's doesn't need to be updated, absolutely. Could they switch to electric cars and get rid of that stink? Yeah, I totally see why people don't like the Tomorrowland Speedway. However, there's not like a better moment when you have a kid to watch your kid drive in a car and how much they love it.
Yeah.
Though the line is bad and it's brutal and it's intense and it annoys you as a parent, the actual ride itself, though it's jerky and it hurts.
So hard to like stay take away. I still have vivid memories of being at Magic Kingdom and wanting so badly to do that ride. Even as like a 7 and 8 year old.
Kids, because kids, I mean, look,
you want to drive.
There is a weird generation of kids now that don't want to drive, and those people are insane. But for me, when I was a kid, and I could see this in my son, there is a definite want to drive.
Yeah.
So you're able to give your kid that opportunity to take the reins and drive your mom or dad or grandpa and grandpa around,
which is kind of the magic of Disney, right? Boiled down to its purest form,
right? That's why I fight for that and say, yes, it's not an attraction that is for adults. No, it is certainly for kids, and I like that. So
I did hear last week during the after hours when they brought that back for the first time last week, that they had 8 cars running on that attraction. So I guess there was so few people in the park.
Well, right, because
they back up if you don't.
Well, also like after hours is for adults. And I understand this is one of those few rides I can purely say, yes, will I ride it by myself with my wife? Never. But that is not the point of that ride.
Right.
So, all right. I think we did it.
That's it.
If you guys want us to keep doing these best and worst, let us know, because I like them. They're fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we'll do.
Give us some crazy ideas.
We probably should check out Lynn. Is Lynn he missing? Has he been abducted?
he's on a trip.
Yeah, I know he's on a trip.
So he attend a couple weeks. We'll get back on probably in February. So we are in February, but... This is the future. So we'll get them on probably next week or week after that. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Max Huber on Twitter. Appreciate it, Max. He is the community relations manager for CBS. That's pretty neat. Maybe we should become friends.
That is neat.
He also went to the University of North Dakota. I'm just going through his background. He loves beer, NASCAR, Disney, WWE. This may just be me. and he lives in beautiful St. Paul, Minnesota, home of Gary Keeler.
Old Gary Keeler.
All right, let's wrap it up. That's going to do it for today's show. Special thanks to our sponsor and yours, Kingdom Strollers. If you're booking your next vacation, you want to make sure you plan that vacation right. Get your stroller action going. KingdomStrollers.com. And thanks to the greatest band of podcasting, Off Kilter, as usual. And until next time, I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we'll see you in the future.